Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text, John chapter 10, verses 11 through 16. The Reverend Roy Askins is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John chapter 10. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He was a hired hand and not a shepherd. Who does not own the sheep, he sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay my life down for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock and one shepherd. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus picks up the scroll of Isaiah and reads it before the crowd, and then he sits down, like I think any good preacher should do. He sits down to preach, and he says, "Today this passage is fulfilled in your hearing." I feel like Jesus should have said the same thing about our passage from John today. It points to a fulfillment of the Old Testament passage, the Old Testament reading for this Sunday, Misericordias Domini. It also happens to be from the book of Ezekiel, a book for which I am particularly enjoy. And so for those of you who missed it earlier this week, here's the text from Ezekiel chapter 34. For thus says the Lord, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek my sheep, and I will rescue them from all the places where they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. And I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the ravines and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing land. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and on rich pasture they shall feed on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, declares the Lord. I will seek the lost, I will bring back the strayed, I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak, and the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them in justice. Tempting to turn this Old Testament passage into merely a spiritual application. To some degree, it has that warrant. Jesus does not come as a literal shepherd to care for a literal flock of sheep. He comes instead to care for the flock of Israel. It's also tempting to continue allegorizing from there as well. Well, perhaps Jesus means the poor sheep are those who confess their sins and are really torn by the law, and the fat and the strong sheep are those who trust in their works for salvation. And perhaps that's not entirely a bad way to understand this text. But as you read the New Testament, and to put it simply a bit bluntly, you cannot get away from Jesus' concern for the poor. That in some fashion, the fat and strong are those who have great wealth and resources and yet take advantage of Christ's flock for the sake of earthly gain. Here in this place, in this corporate nonprofit, in this blend of business and church, we have much to reflect on here in this passage, do we not? We tend to focus on the money side of things. How's it going coming in? How's it going out? God grant us repentance for the times when we have wasted the possessions that LCMS congregants have entrusted to us for the proclamation of the gospel. But that's also certainly not the end of it. There's also a danger here in this place of the distraction of focusing on something other than Christ, of focusing God's people on another product, another campaign, and to be a little more personal, another magazine, another article. We just need your support for this last campaign, this last project. I promise it's going to turn things around. We've got a great slogan. We've done the marketing. The design looks great. It's really going to work this time. And all the while, we're in danger of muddying up the clear water of God's Word with other programs and missing the point. we're in danger of attempting to justify our existence and prove to the church that we're really all that important. There's also a sense in which the fat and strong are those who refuse to help the brother in need, who refuse to bind up the broken, who refuse to go after the scattered flock of God's people. God, once again, grant us repentance over our failures to proclaim the gospel for the sake of bureaucratic inconvenience or for creating and holding to the traditions of man rather than obeying the commands of God. Dear Lord, grant us repentance. In today's gospel reading, Jesus is doing exactly what God had promised he would do through the prophet Ezekiel. What did he do? Well, he had healed a blind man on the Sabbath. And for the Jews and the Pharisees, this obviously pointed out that this man was not from God. He was doing work on the Sabbath. But the hard reality is that while Christ does come to deal with our sins, he also comes to deal with the real problems of real people. And he came to do so as the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Now, at the end of this passage in John, the people are offended by Jesus. John reports there was again a division among the Jews because of Jesus' words about himself being the good shepherd. And to some degree, I understand that. What shepherd would die for sheep? These stinking, worthless sheep. Die for them? Shepherds don't die for sheep. Even good shepherds. Maybe they try to scare off the wolves, like the one we have prowling around the front of our building. Maybe they try to keep as many of the sheep alive as possible, but when the chips are down, shepherds don't die for sheep. No one does. But unlike the hirelings who flee when the going gets rough, unlike those who serve in Christ's church merely for filthy lucre, this good shepherd dies for the sheep. The wolf comes to bite and tear and devour, and rather than fight off that old wolf like David slew bears and lions, rather than scare him off to come back another day, this shepherd does something especially odd. He sacrifices himself for the sheep. He lets that old wolf do his worst. The wolf tried. He bit, he tore, he devoured, he consumed that shepherd, bones and all, in a sense, I suppose you could say. But that old wolf couldn't hold the good shepherd forever. The good shepherd broke through death's door. He destroyed that wolf. As one of your previous chaplains portrayed it in a wonderful little children's book, the good shepherd burst through that wolf's belly and left a permanent hole. And now the good shepherd leads his sheep through that hole. Yes, death will come and devour each one of us unless our Lord returns first. But as it does so in vain. For the good shepherd leads his sheep through the hole he made in the wolf's side. He knows who you are, each one of you. He knows even the wealthy and the strong. Indeed, do not forget, Jesus' body was laid in the tomb of a wealthy man, and it was a wealthy man who bought the spices to embalm his body. He knows each one of us here, and he promises to lead us through death's belly to life eternal. Do not be afraid. He is your good shepherd. In his name, amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the California, Nevada, Hawaii District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for Chaplain Derek Walter, who is deployed. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.